This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An expert anesthesiologist testified today in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Damon Robinson was questioned as an authority on the use of ketamine. He says it has unique effects on patients.
And what people do is they have a disconnection between all of their sensory. So they have amnesia, but in addition to that, they can't sense pain, they can't sense sight, they can't sense sound. And ketamine is actually very similar to PCP. In fact, that's actually how it's derived.
Paramedics Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper injected Elijah McClain with 500 milligrams of ketamine, nearly 200 milligrams more than was appropriate for his 140-pound body weight. Denver's city auditor says in a new report that it, quote, lacks assurance that the Denver Art Museum is keeping proper track of all city-owned art. An initial audit 3 years ago raised questions about the museum's inventory methods. A spokesperson for the Denver Art Museum says it participated fully in the inventory process and says that there is, quote, no uncertainty about which objects belong in the museum's collection and which belong to the city. And a note that a story that aired earlier today about this contained an inaccuracy about when the Art Museum responded to a request for comment. Amazon is rolling out a new grocery subscription service to Prime members in Denver. For about $10 per month, customers will get unlimited grocery deliveries for orders totaling more than $35 from Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh. That's on top of the cost of a Prime membership. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.